Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
And this man, God, through his word, has spoken in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number 37. Ezekiel chapter number 36, verse number 37. God has spoken vividly and clear to us that thus says the Lord God, that I will yet for this be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like flock. I will increase them with men like flock. Hallelujah. We serve a God of increase. Tell somebody we serve a God of increase. And we don't only serve the God of increase, but we also serve a God of speed that releases increase with speed. When God is said to do something, He does it with speed, because He's a God of speed. 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 We've found this throughout scripture, especially from the beginning of creation. We serve a God who created the whole universe in 6 days. The whole universe in what? The whole universe in what? Wow. Wow. Everything you see, the trees, the mountains, the oceans, the rivers, the birds, everything, including yourself, your beautiful self. Oh, nobody say amen on that. God used how many days? 6 days to create everything. Is He not a God of speed? So whenever He set out to do something, He does it with speed. He does it with speed. And we are trusting God throughout this month and beyond that the God of speed will be engaged to bring increase into our church, to enlarge our territory, and to widen our coast. Oh, nobody is saying amen on that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at how complex you are as a human being. Praise God. But God just used one day to create such a complex being like you. Wow. Look at how, intricate, if I should use that word. That is a big for somebody, but it's cool. Relax. Amen. Look at how your nose has been shaped. Beautiful lips. Your eyeballs. Look at you. You're fine. Broader chested. Some of you love yourself to the extent that you stand in the mirror and you don't want to leave. It shows how complex you are. And God took time to do such a complex thing all in one day. Oh my God. Is He not a God of speed? So when we engage such a God of speed, He will release speed unto us. Therefore, it is not a big deal. Now, we have understood from our previous messages that whenever God speaks, it requires our faith for its delivery. Whenever God speaks, it requires our faith for its delivery. No prophecies fulfilled by themselves. Every prophecy has to be engaged with your faith. As you engage your faith, you are placing a demand on the word of God for its fulfillment. Somebody is blessed. Now we understand also according to James, that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So show me your faith and your works. Don't tell me you have faith without works. If only you believe in something, then something must show to prove your belief. If only you believe that God says that I will increase this church with men like flocks, and I'm going to do it with speed, then show me that you believe it. And one of the ways that I believe we have been taught to prove our faith in God's word is to start praying an expectant answered prayer. Say an expectant answered prayer. Now, praying an expectant answered prayer is what engages the God of speed to release that which he said to do. Praying an expectant answered prayer is what engages the God of speed to release the increase that he's bringing to his church. Somebody is blessed. Now, we understand from scriptures that Abraham prayed for speed and the God of speed showed up. Abraham's servant prayed for speed. This was the time when Abraham sent his servant to go to the far country and to look for a bride for Isaac. As a matter of fact, when the servant was going, he made a prayer, believing the God of speed to show up. Is somebody here with me? Therefore, in Genesis chapter 24, verse number 12 to 14, we saw the prayer. Genesis chapter number 24, verse number 12 to 14. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Verse number 13. And behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Now let's go to the verses number 18 right to 26, and let's see whether the God of speed showed up. Here we say that, and he said, drink, my Lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And the Bible says that when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. Now you move on, and she said, and she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and for all his camels. Now when you jump to verse number 26 for the sake of time, verse number 26, and the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. But before then, give me 25 for the better understanding. And she said, moreover, unto whom we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. Now the God of speed was engaged before the journey. And when all is said and done, the God of speed showed up and answered the prayer. Hallelujah. So we must begin to engage the God of speed in an expectant answered prayers. Somebody's blessed. A key scripture also in Isaiah 66, verse number, let's read verse number 7 and 8. Isaiah 66, verse number 7 and 8. He said that before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of what? a man child. Wow. Verse 8 says, who has heard such a thing and who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall the nation be born at once? But look at what happens to Zion. He said that, but as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Hallelujah. When God wanted to bring the people back from captivity and to make them a nation once again, and to deliver them from the hands of the enemies and them that have placed them into bondage and all that, it had to take pressure of a form of a woman who is in labor ready for delivery. And to us, the altar of prayer is our labor ward and our panting place. So as Zion travailed in prayer, the Bible says that she brought forth her children. So as we engage the God of speed, God of speed would increase us with men like flocks. Your amen is sweet for me. Because that is what his best does. He always brings increase with speed when we engage him. He said, as soon as Zion travailed, no delays, no time to waste. The moment Zion started engaging in expectant answered prayer, boom, the children started coming forth. I believe that as the church rises up in prayer, believing God and engaging in an expectant answered prayer, the God of speed will not deny us. I said the God of speed is showing up right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God, somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Now we must understand that as we engage the God of speed through prayer, there will be great move of God, and there will be great miracles that will draw many into the kingdom of God. And in the book of Acts, chapter number 9, verse number 33 to 35, we see how two cities turned to the Lord through a single miracle by the hand of God of speed. Two cities. Whoa. Two cities. Now let's read from the scriptures. The Bible says, and there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. The Bible says that, and Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he rose immediately. Nobody said amen on that. Then the Bible says, and all that dwell in Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, in this prophetic season, let there be one miracle. As we are praying and engaging the God of speed, God is doing great signs and wonders in our midst that will draw the whole city into this place in the name of Jesus Christ. So your faith must be engaged, and your faith must be proved by your works. And I believe, as we have said, prayer is the proof of your faith in God's word. Anybody who prays, believes, and expects God's word to be fulfilled. If you don't like praying, or if you don't pray, then you don't believe that anything that God has said can come to pass. Is anybody understanding what I'm saying? So James says that prove your faith by your works. I want to see you have faith. Not the fact that you are seated in church, but I want to see your faith by the works that comes out of your believing. Somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. And as we engage God through expectant answered prayers, the God of speed will show up. Just as he showed up in the life of Abraham's servant, the same God of speed will show up in Jesus' name. Just as he showed up in the life of Israel as Zion traveled with speed, so the Lord of speed is showing forth in our church in the name of Jesus Christ. Just as two cities, Lydda and Sharon, turn to the Lord, hallelujah, just by one miracle of just a man who had been sick for 8 years. Probably everybody thought always was waiting for the man's funeral, because as at now there, nothing was working. But when the man was healed in the name of Jesus, the Bible says the whole city, two cities, turned for Christ. We pray for such a speed. You see, this one, less evangelism. There's no, see, we didn't have to go and do mass evangelism and, I mean, crusades and here and there. Just one miracle. That should tell you the God of speed is at work. We release that grace upon this church. We release that anointing upon this church. That one miracle. Come on, tell somebody one miracle. Tell another person one miracle. It's turning our city for Christ. The whole city of Kumasi would have to converge in these grounds. I said the whole city of Kumasi would have to converge in this ground. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is blessed. Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Now, again, one way by which we demonstrate our faith in that way God has spoken is to also take action. You are taking action. You know, in prayer, God will show you what to do. In fact, the very essence of prayer, it's not the fact that God would release that which you need into your hands, but God will show you what to do in order to get it. If I need money, I don't expect God to throw money to me on my bed whilst I'm sleeping. Push somebody and say, you are not sleeping. I believe it all my heart, you are not sleeping. I know, I know, I know. One way by which we demonstrate our faith is to do what? Is to do what? And I was saying that in prayer, the very essence of prayer is not God to physically, some way, somehow, to release that which you need, especially when I need money. God will not throw money from heaven and give it to me. Pastor, you needed money, so before I woke up in my on my bed, there will be money, bundles of money on my bed. Wow, 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 wow. What a God. Oh, how many of you believe God can do it? Charlie, miracle money, appear. Many of you like, miracle money. I mean, those things. When we came to church, everybody check your phone. Everybody do what? Check your phone. I'm praying right now, let there be miracle monies showing on people's phone. See how excited some of you will be. Hey! Amen. But what does Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says? He says that, call on me and I'll do what? And I'll show you great and what? Mighty things which you do not what? The answer to your prayer is in you seeing or God showing. Amen. So anytime God is answering prayer, he shows you what to do in order to do what? To have answers to the prayer. And in showing, he expects you to do what? To take action. To do what? Walk according to what he's showing you. Now God says that this month, it is not a big deal for me to double your membership. Why? Because I'm a God of speed. Therefore, engage your faith for its delivery. How? Begin to pray an expectant prayers, an expectant answered prayers. Number two, begin to take action. Begin to take action. Tell somebody, begin to take action. Hallelujah. Now, what is the action? At the second service last week, Sunday, we spoke about the fact that every member of our church who believes that this is what God is doing and this is what God is showing us must come to believe in the Operation Andrews mandate. Still the Operation Andrews mandate. Hallelujah. Say the Operation Andrews mandate. Yes. You must come to believe and to act like that of Andrews. And this is what Operation Andrews is all about. We must come to understand that serving the Lord is about bringing people into the house of God. Serving God is about bringing people to the house of God. And I've made this statement over and over and over and over. Everything we do in this house is good. But to God, serving the Lord is bringing people into the house of God. Praise God. And that is what Andrews sought to do even in his quest and even in his moment of an encounter with Jesus. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Now what is this Operation Andrews? John chapter 1 verse 42. John chapter 1 verse 42. Now the Bible says that, talking about Andrews, go to 40 so that we understand the story better. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrews, Simon's, Peter's brother. He heard Jesus. He heard John speak. He heard John speak. And the Bible said he followed him. So, I believe this man Andrews was somebody who was looking or seeking to hear something. I believe his heart was searching for the Messiah. And I believe that is the situation and the position where the world has come to be. The world is searching for the Messiah. The world is a savior. The world is searching for a deliverer. The Bible says that when he heard John speak and followed him was Andrews. The question is, have you come to hear the gospel? You see, one of the mark of obedience is to follow. The mark of obedience is to do what? Is to follow. When you come to obey, come to believe, you follow. Now, verse number 41, the Bible says that he first founded his own brother Simon. Praise God. So when Andrews came to believe, he started following. And then Andrews went for his brother Simon. And let's look at how the story runs. And said unto him, we have the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Now let's continue. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus held him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. What a blessing. What a blessing. The secret to this scripture is the fact that people that you bring to Christ, people that you lead to come to know Jesus, would end up becoming a pillar in the house of God. Wow. And as a matter of fact, follow Jesus. In scripture, much was not said about Andrews. Much was not said about Andrews. Only few places you find his name mentioned. And even his name would be mentioned among the disciples as well. But look at such a great and a significant that Andrews has made to the kingdom of God even now. We mentioned the name of Peter, upon whom the church was established. By the revelation God gave him, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell can never be prevail against it. What a blessing. Hallelujah. We saw in the life and in the ministry of Peter as one of the strongest pillars in our time and even in those days as well. And it all started by one man called Andrews. Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. Since you came to believe, who have you brought to the house of God? Who are you leading to church as Andrews led Peter to Christ? We have found the Messiah. You see, I've come to believe. Last week I dwelt so much, so I just don't want to go into it so much. But we have come that you would only be able to tell that which you know. You will be able to express that which has been bubbling in your spirit and that which you have experienced to the level that you can no longer hide from it. What has been your experience with Jesus ever since you came to believe? Has Jesus been good to you? Has Jesus been able to transform your life? See any changes in your life? He said, we have found the Messiah. Have you found him? Lift your head and look at me. Have you found him? I'm asking you the question. If you have indeed found him, like you claim him to be, who are you leading to Christ? Like Andrews led Simon to Christ. That's what Operation Andrews is all about. Is somebody here with me? Once we are failing to do that, then it means, number one, we have not experienced Christ to the level that we can introduce somebody to. We've not really found him ourselves. And once we are really struggling with ourselves, then we cannot save others. Because in a boat where everybody is sinking, you don't need to, think of others. You don't have enough grounds to be able to stand. I believe the best or the wisest thing anybody will ever do is to be able to find your place first. Make sure you are surviving before you start thinking about someone else. I don't want to believe that is the case for many of us, because we've not come to experience Jesus in a way that will make up so much to others to let them know what Jesus has done in our life. Maybe in case you don't know, I want to remind you. that you are saved by grace. That alone is enough testimony. You are not who you used to be. Come on, can I have a witness here? You may not have seen so drastic, magnificent change to the extent that you are not there yet. But then you know that you are not used to be who you used to be. Something has changed in your life since you came to know Jesus. Something has turned around in your life. You no longer follow after the things of this world. Your heart is geared towards the things of God. At least you have the tenacity and you have the joy within your spirit that every Sunday you want to come and serve the Lord. But remember, there are many people who are staying at home who wish to be like you, who wish that they were also coming to church like you. Never think that everybody is okay. Never think that the people you are living with, the people you are living in your communities, in your workplaces, the people you meet everywhere, everybody is okay. When you see people in their nice cars, in their nice buildings and all that, don't ever assume that all is well with them. Everybody needs Christ. Come on, touch somebody and say, everybody needs Christ. Everybody needs Christ. And everybody needs to be saved. Somebody's blessed. So if you believe in what God is speaking to us this month, then engage your faith. In engagement of your faith, he says, take what? Action. Take action. Start operating like Andrews. Let those who are seeking for Christ lead them. Lead them. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in, organize the people, and let them come to experience what you have also experienced. The story runs down to verse number 46. As you go home, you continue. There also came in Nathanael and the others who came to believe, and their lives were never the same again. I pray that the people you are bringing will rise up to become the Peters of our time. They'll become the joy of our nation and of our church. They will begin to stand and begin to lead and begin to preach the gospel and also bring other people into Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is rewarding your effort so that one day you will stand somewhere and say that had it not been Andrews, Peter wouldn't have been saved. Hallelujah. Had it not been you, I wouldn't have made it to heaven. I was telling you last week, will somebody make it to heaven because of you? Will somebody make it to heaven because of you? Ask somebody sitting by you, right eyeball to eyeball, will somebody make it to heaven? What a joy it will be. 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 Look at your fine self. Come, come. Today you're looking very beautiful. Come. Wear it well and come. Wait. Amen. Somebody's blessed. Yes. Clap for her as she comes. Come. Look at a fine soul. Say a fine soul. Wow. What a fine soul. Is it not beautiful? Wow. Where is Junior? Take her. Yes, take her. All her friends. You see, wonderful. Say wonderful. Yeah. See, the women are wonderfully made. And then the men are fearful. I understand. God is a good God. Amen. But can you imagine upon all our sister's beauty if she could add to it leading people to Christ? Hey, don't you think that her beauty will be more and more and more and more? Hey, and one day, after many years to come, it will not be about her beauty, but it will be about the souls that she led to Christ. Everything about us will be fading off. In fact, this beauty, I pray it stays.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to look beautiful. But let me add about crowd. Let me give you more 60 years to your current age now. You see that this is not the Anita I knew.
Amen.
Everything had what? Change. Everything had changed. Everything had changed. And eventually, we are all going to die. We are all going to die. But the joy of it is the fact that when Anita gets to heaven, which I know she will get to heaven, praise God. When she gets to heaven, then somebody who cry, Anita, did you bring somebody to church today? Oh, Otabe, my son, come. Today, Otabe is dressing nicely. What a blessing! What a blessing! Let's clap for the handsome boy. Yes. Amen. Why are you hiding? Come to the camera. Let's imagine we are in heaven. Oh, everybody, imagine we are in heaven. Right now, we are all in where?
Heaven.
Say heaven. Then all of a sudden, I wanted you guys to do some drama for me. Huh? All of a sudden, Sister Anita. You two, you are here. Tell you, heaven will be wonderful. There are some characters you wouldn't expect, but God will surprise some of you. Amen. Sister Anita, say, who is this guy? Sister, have you forgotten whilst we were on earth? I came to make some life. You cry. I came to do what? Shit. And then you took advantage of it. And then you spoke Christ to me. That day you touched my heart. And from there, have you forgotten that I started coming to your church? And I started playing the drums for the church. I have also made it to heaven. Then Sister Anita said, Oh, Tabe, is that you? Then all of a sudden, go hug her. Hug her. That one, I can't do it for you. Hallelujah. Somebody's blessed. Oh, Tabe, is that you? I said, hey, Sister Anita, I thank God for your life. Me somewhere at Tech Junction. If you had not spoken Christ to me, I wouldn't have made it to heaven. I'm in heaven because of you. I thought somebody was clapping. Hallelujah. What a joy. The only thing that causes a resurgence and a joyful atmosphere that creates a pandemonium of what? Of what? Of great joy and celebration in heaven is the day Otabe gave his life to Jesus. And the whole heaven will be celebrating also on the one that God led to bring Otabe to Christ. What are you doing here on earth? Let's clap for them as they sing. Now, what are you doing here on earth? Are you living for yourself? You see, Christianity or to become a child of God is not to live for yourself, but to live for the life saving of others. If you think about yourself, you will die early. I'm telling you, that's a secret. If you think about yourself, you will die. Jesus said, for those who love their lives, they lose it. But those who for the kingdom's sake loses their life, they have it. They have it. They have it. They do what? What are you living for? What are you living for? What are you living for? This morning, God says, if you believe that I would increase this church or double this membership, then take what? Action. You see, delivering salvation to people has no kind of strength, or you don't need to look at the person's qualification. You don't need to look at whether the person has it or not. You don't need to look at, so long as the person has a soul, that soul has to be saved. Are you understanding me? So it's not, oh, this one here, because he drives in a car, he doesn't need Jesus. Who told you? This one, because he's like this. Everybody needs Christ. I charge you as church, let us demonstrate our faith with action. Is somebody here with me? So what should we do? According to what we have already studied, our task is to bring them, and Jesus's work is to save them. Now let's look at a typical example in scripture. Hebrews chapter number 11 verse 7. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7. Now everybody, let's go. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen at yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became a heir of the righteousness which is by heart, by faith. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. Now, we know the story of Noah. God spoke to Noah and said that there is so much evil on the surface of the earth, and I, the Lord, am going to wipe off the surface of the earth with rain. Therefore, Noah, prepare me an ark. Prepare me what? Now, when Noah heard the voice of the Lord, the Bible says that even though he did not know exactly what God was going to do, he was moved by faith. He believed what God said and then acted upon what God said. Therefore, he prepared the ark and started, as he was preparing the ark, he started preaching. God is about to wipe off the surface of the earth. God is about to wipe up the surface of the earth. Everybody, give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. You go house to house. God says, I should tell you that in few days to come, the earth is going to be flooded with water and everybody is going to die. But he has commanded me to prepare an ark from house to house, from house to house. Because he believed, he started acting upon it. Whatever you believe, you start to take start to take action. You start to take action. Noah believed and then started to take action. The Bible says that it was also accounted unto him righteousness by faith. Praise God. If only you believe, then don't sit down and fold your hands. If only you believe, then don't sit on tenterhooks. Take action. Praise God. Praise God. But then Jesus spoke about Noah and said that when Noah also was preparing the ark, the whole ark is more like the earth. And the ark today is the church. The ark today is what? The church. And God, one day, very soon, is about to destroy the earth. This earth that you see will never be there forever. Amen. A day is coming when the one who owns the earth will come. Is somebody here with me? And God wants his church to be an ark where people will come and find safety and refuge for their soul. Now, if you know that this day is coming, day of destruction, and God said that the only place where men can find safety is in the church, and you are not telling them, then who are you? Answer me. Who are you? Nobody's answering me. Then who are you? You are what? Oh, say it louder. You are waking. Somebody also say disappointing. What else? Synonyms. Give me more. Somebody from here. You are what? And then what again? Disgraced. Do you agree with us? Do you agree with those of us saying it? Do we all agree? Now, if you know that God is making an act that will deliver people, and all that he wants you to do is to tell people that this is where God has prepared safety for you. Therefore, come. God is about to destroy the earth. The anger of God, the wrath of God is against the earth. Come, 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 come. And you are not coming. And the days are approaching. And people are dying without knowing Christ. Are you being fair to the God who has saved you? Don't you think you are actually abusing the grace of God? In fact, you have made the grace of God of none what? Effect in your life. In fact, the price that was used to buy you has become what? Wasteful. You don't have the idea of how precious you are to God. You don't know the moment you came to believe, God knew that I've gotten somebody who is going to help bring others into the kingdom. Therefore, I saved you with a price. And the price of which you were saved is like Bakwakoto Adia Abefina, who's Adia near bomb. How many of you have bought a bomb phones before? You bought a bomb phone. What am I trying to say? The day you became a child of God, that day God knew he has gotten an asset, not a liability. Come on, let me push it further. How many assets are here for God? No, you are lying. Many of you have become liabilities. Even in the house, you see, it was said of Chorazin, and then there's another city. He said that if the grace of God that was spent on you, that was had been used at Chorazin and other places, they would have responded better. The grace of God that bought you, that delivered you, I charge you, don't let that grace be wasted. Don't let it be wasted. the lesson I want you to learn is that you have been bought with a price. There is a grace that was used to save you, and that grace must not be in vain. It must not be in vain. Tell somebody you are wasting. You are just wasting. You are just wasting. When you sit down unconcerned about souls, when you sit down and not be able to touch lives and also bring people to Christ, you are wasting the grace that was bought. And I believe God is sitting up there, Ashimio, having saved this gentleman, having saved this woman, I expected him to also have extended the grace of God that was used to save him to also to bring others to Christ. Like Noah, whatever you believe, you must act upon it. Eventually the rain and the floods came, and it did as the Lord has said, but Noah and his household got saved. I pray for you, if not anything at all, your immediate surroundings, like Andrews did. When he found the Messiah, he just told his brother, "We have all found him." And together, they came to Christ. If not anything at all, I know you cannot reach the whole mass. I know you cannot do so much as to, sometimes even the evangelism, the outreach we are doing every weekend, you are not even coming. But at least there are people in your circles that nobody can reach except you. There are people that when you speak to them, they obey. You can easily send them, "Oh, I want you to do this thing for me," and they will not question. But then when you are coming to church, you don't invite them. "Oh, bro, I need this," and they will just be doing it for you, but you have never invited them. People in your circles, if you can't save the whole city, save those around you. I didn't hear amen on that. Amen. Yeah. Somebody is blessed.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.